The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Adam.
Yeah.
How much have your calves grown since you've been doing occlusion?
Like,
would you say?
Oh, God, dude. Probably, you know what? I'm not a
realistically.
Realistically, I'm not a measure guy. So this is total, just as off, you know, just throwing out a number out there. I don't know. Probably like 2 feet.
2 feet. Just average.
And you think I'm rounding up a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to round up.
No. On a serious note, for sure, I have put at least a solid inch.
For
calves, that's a big fucking deal.
I've done almost that much, and we even had a little contest earlier, and I didn't shave my legs. It was bad lighting and everything, but your calves look a little bigger. But let's be honest, they both grew. We've grown our calves, and I've done everything. And they just didn't grow. Occlusion was the one thing that helped them grow. I've also done occlusion on my arms, and they're almost a quarter inch bigger than they have ever been at this body fat percentage.
Which we got to remember too, for guys like us who've been training for 15 years plus.
That's a lot.
Yeah, to get any sort of like noticeable gains is a big deal. You know what I'm saying? So for me, to get a compliment on a muscle that I've been made fun of for a majority of my life, to actually get true, genuine compliments from people I do not know that are strangers that ask me, hey, what do you do for your calves? Your calves are good. That to me is like, oh, it's more than any other.
So occlusion, super cutting edge, new type of training. If you do it wrong, you can injure yourself. If you do it right, it's very effective. You include it into your regular routine. We've made a guide for you. It's only $27. That's it. You buy it. You learn how to apply occlusion to your weaker body parts to bring them up. If you're already a Mind Pump Forum member, wait for an email. You're going to be getting hooked up with a discount. To enroll, to get the occlusion training guide, go to mindpumpradio.com. Click on the blue button.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Yeah, I want to change my voice to sound a little bit more like this. I feel like Sal's been getting a lot of the attention lately, and I think it has something to do with his voice.
You think so?
Yeah, no, I think if I...
Well, yeah, but you don't sound like me now. You're doing more of you.
I don't
got to do more of me.
No, I don't want to sound like you. I just want to sound different.
Just different?
Yeah, well, things aren't...
You got to do more of me.
I'm not nasally, bro.
I don't really know how to duplicate that otherwise.
Fucking nasally.
I actually have...
Can I just say something? If we were in elementary school, let's be honest here, you guys would both be bullies. And you guys would both try to bully me.
I was
a bully.
Until it came time for fucking tests and shit. And then you'd be friends with Sal.
I have a confession to make, dude.
I was a bully and I was nice. It was this weird world I was living.
I was definitely not a bully. First of all, I would get my ass kicked because I weighed like a 105 growing up.
Well, you didn't let me finish. You would bully me, let it beat the shit out of you.
I was more likely to get bullied. So I've been in.
Did you get bullied?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I was jumped when I was like in sixth grade by two upperclassmen and got fucking in a fight when I was a kid in the bathroom. I got trash canned when I was a freshman by upperclassmen. And I was always teased because one, I was a lot more dark complected when I was growing up. So my tan was a lot darker. So I was definitely looked more ethnic growing up than I do now. Now it's funny, if I hang around anybody who has any sort of Hispanic or color to them whatsoever, I'm a white boy. If I hang out with anybody that's a white boy, I'm a Mexican. You know, yeah. So I don't fit in anywhere.
Well, sitting next to Doug, you look Nigerian.
So I also had I was so skinny you could see my rib cage, you know, and like you, I was nothing but knees and ankles. And then I also had my two front teeth were completely crooked and turned in, so I had a fucked up grill, and I was poor. And I mean, my grill was so I didn't get braces till after high school, till I was in college. So, which I have a whole story for that.
I'm not going to be able to pick on you at all.
You're
today.
Like a huge stud.
I feel so bad. I can't even make fun of you today now. All the episodes we record today, I'm going to be super nice to you. You just made me feel horrible.
You know, so I feel like it's important to kind of share that stuff.
Okay, Finn, are you done?
No, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. Talk some shit if you're going
to.
No,
I'm not talking shit like at you or anything. I'm just coming from a different angle growing up. Like,
you were cool.
No. I would not that. It's just that I would punk kids.
Who punked kids?
Yeah. But not only that, I would punk kids that were my friends just to see if they could take it, right? We all had this like inner circle of guys that we would talk shit to each other all the time. And if you couldn't take it, you're outside our circle.
Yeah.
Right? So you had to have a little bit of thick skin.
It was like hazing.
Yeah, dude. You know,
join the fraternity.
It's fun stuff, but I mean, it's not fun if you're an outsider, obviously. But I just feel like, dude, I'm glad because otherwise I'd have been this little snivelly bitch, you know? I didn't want to be that. Like, I took a lot of heat. Like, yeah. I had my brother was 2 years older than me, and half the time I was like, I just had this chip on my shoulder because he was getting punked on. He was a guy that looked like Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
Dude, he had like the curly hair and like the fro. He's super skinny, super white. Like, yeah. You think I'm white, bro? My brother's like ghostly white. And, you know, he would play basketball and he'd get punked on by all these guys. And so I would grab the basketball, I'd throw it at the dude's head, you know, that would like punk my brother just because I was that like little fiery brother. So, but yeah, dude, you know, I do feel bad. I did some things like bully wise. I went back to those kids actually later on. I was like, you know, sorry, such a dick, you know, like I really did feel this like guilt inside me for doing some shit when I was growing up, but you're growing up, dude. You're learning.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
You're learning things. I just want to put that out there because I feel like everybody's always like, so, you know, oh, you know, I never did that. And, you know, I was always a great kid. And like, yeah, that's total bullshit.
Yeah,
like,
bullshit.
Be real.
Oh, and you know what? We had the incident, what, like 6 months ago where Rochelle called me out for teasing her when we were in high school or like that. Yeah. So I most certainly was no angel by any means as far as when it comes to teasing or talking shit. But I definitely was more likely to be someone to bully. Now, where, you know, and someone like her might disagree because she came along. Her and I met each other when I'm like, what, a sophomore in high school or whatever. So by this time, I had learned to embrace this. So I guess this is where the character building came, is because I didn't fit in, I became a very popular kid because I still carried myself with confidence and I accepted the fact that I was not accepted by the norm. And I took that and I ran with it. So I was a kid who had this crazy hat collection. I wore a different hat like every day. I wore like this neon bright PG&E jacket. I like, my style was different than everybody else. And like, you know, I was already getting made fun of and teased. So it's like, fuck it, I'm going to run with it all the way. And I'm going to be totally an individual and be like nobody else. And that ended up making me probably a very popular kid because of that. Because later on, when I didn't allow the teasing and the shit and the hazing and stuff to bother me, and I still carried myself the same way. And I was a pretty decent athlete too. So that probably helped.
Mm-hmm.
And then it probably helped too that I dated the hottest girl in school too. But I mean, I probably wouldn't have dated the hottest girl in school had I not carried myself.
You didn't have that confidence
exactly.
That you overcame. Yeah.
And chicks, I mean, it's funny because when I look back and I think about this, I'm like, I by far was not the super hot dude in the school. Like I said, I had the crooked fucking teeth. I weighed a buck 105. I drove a shit brown car that was hella old. Like, I was a poor kid, but because I carried myself very confidently, I attracted the girl, you know, the
we all have kind of similar
stories. Daniel LaRusso.
Yeah, I was like a Daniel. You know? That's probably looked like
dude. So, and for me, I went to junior high. I was, you know, we've talked about this before. I was real skinny too. And, but I went to a gangster ass junior high. Like, it was bad. I remember the first day of school. And this is in the mid-90s when gang activity was probably at its peak, especially in San Jose. I remember driving up. My mom drives me up. And I see kids with hairnets and with like wearing like either all red or all blue. It looked like a fucking movie. Like, and this is junior high. Like, how many times have you seen dudes wear a hairnet other than in a movie? You know, and this was at school. So I was like, this is going to suck. And the problem is, and I got jumped bad. I got jumped badly in junior high. But the reason behind the jumping was I wasn't necessarily easy to pick on. Actually, I was really hard to pick on. I had a big mouth, which I still have today. And one time in particular, I was waiting in line to get water at the water fountain, and one of the gangbanging dudes cut right in front of the person who was in front of me. And they didn't say anything. And I sat there for probably 20 seconds just fuming, like, this mother... And he's got all his buddies with him, you know, all standing over there talking shit or whatever. And nobody didn't dare say anything to him. So I couldn't take it anymore. So I tapped him on the shoulder. I'm like, hey, the lion's back there. Of course, they all surround me, all talking shit. Yeah, come on, fight me, whatever. So I had to back down and, you know, walk away as they're calling me a pussy. And there's about 10 of them. And that stayed with me that entire night until the next day. And I convinced myself, and I was scared as hell. I wasn't like some super brave kid. I just couldn't fucking stand that someone would do something like that.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't stand it.
Riding over your head.
No, I couldn't stand that. You thought I was a pussy. You talk shit to all these kids. Nobody says anything. And I stand up to you. Then I got to back down. So I convinced myself to fight him the next day. So the very next day I went to school and we had PE together. And in this particular PE class, none of his buddies were in there. So it was him and me and then other kids. So I'm like, this is when I'm going to make my move. And so sure enough, you know, you stand on your number. The teacher, you know, checks you in. All right, everybody get in there, you know, in the locker room and change out. We go in there and I walk up to him and I'm like, where's your boys now? And he's like, oh, you want to fight me now? And starts talking shit. Well, starts a commotion. The teacher comes into the locker room. I'm like, I better make my move before teacher gets over here.
You got to get it in quick.
So I hit him. Boom. Yeah. And I right across the face, knocked him silly. He couldn't really stand up. Teacher throws me up against the locker. It was this huge deal because he was like this super gangbanger kid. And like this nobody, you know, this me who I wasn't like making waves or anything at school. I fucking hit him hard and I put him out. So we got in-house detention. Which, if you're not familiar, that's basically where you're in like the principal's office all day.
You're suspended, but you're at school.
Yeah. You're at school. So I had to sit next to him. So we're in there, and this little fucking coward shit was like super cool to me in there. Hey, man, you know, man, you hit real hard, bro. Yeah, you know, and it's all good, bro. We're gonna be cool. It's all good. I understand it. And no talking. So I'm like, all right, cool. It's over. We're all good. Go to school the next day.
He grabs all his boys.
Bro, go to school the next day. This was, you know, and for a kid like myself, I didn't grow up in some horrible area. For whatever reason, they bust these fucking kids into my school.
Yeah.
So I go to the bathroom. I go to take a piss. It's break. And it's just me in there. And then I hear the door shut. Boom. And I look out and there's him and fucking 8 dudes. And just me in the bathroom. So I'm like, okay, it's going to happen right now.
Right.
So I threw the first punch to try and, you know... Trying to stop some of the damage. Well, they pummeled me in the bathroom. I didn't hit the ground because I knew if I went on the ground, I'd get stomped. So I fucking hung onto the urinal while getting beat.
Mm.
Go home. I got a black eye, and most of the injuries were to my body because I was covering up pretty well. And, of course, I lied to my parents. I was like, oh, I was playing basketball. I got elbowed in the face. So I thought, okay, it's over. They jumped me. It's over. They're going to leave me alone. No, after school, every single day, they would try to find me and do some shit. Well, finally what ended up happening is one of the dudes pulled a knife on me. This is after school. And keep in mind, this is 8th grade. So I can't even believe talking about it. This shit happens in junior high. But the dude pulls a knife on me. Someone's like, teacher's coming. He puts it away and walks in and runs off. And I'm thinking to myself, I have to stop. Like, I have to do something. Because this isn't... So I contemplated like bringing a bat to school and just... You know, I come and contemplate all this crazy shit. And I'm like, well, I'm going to get real big trouble. So I came up with this plan. And so what I did was I walked up to him and his group of buddies. They hung out by these benches. And I was going to stand on the bench and I was going to challenge him in front of the whole school to a one-on-one fight. And he can't jump me at that point, right? Because then he'll look like a big pussy in front of all the kids.
Right.
So that's what I did, bro. I walked all the way over into freaking gangland because they had this little area of the school. I walked through them and they're all looking at me like, what the fuck's he doing? I stand up on the bench and I make this speech about how he needs to fight me one-on-one or he's a coward. Let's see who the real tough guy is, this and that. So the whole school was like, fight him, one-on-one. So we go around the back and I fought him and I beat him up again. And then they left me alone, bro.
Yeah.
True story, they left me alone. And because I figured, they probably figured I was too much
good
trouble.
Shit, yeah.
That reputation carried throughout the rest of junior high and then high school. So then in high school, I was like some badass all of a sudden. The truth is I hate violence. I just don't like, I hate violence, but I will use it if I feel like you're taking advantage of someone or in a horrible way. And he deserved it.
Picking on you, putting you in the back of a corner, right?
Oh, yeah. So then I went to high school and it was like, you know, oh, Sal's a Ben. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'll keep that rep.
Right?
Yeah, as long as nobody, you know.
It's funny because I talk to my wife all the time, and she's always just like, I can't believe like this happens, you know, with boys and stuff growing up. I'm like, it happens. It does, you know, like this is a reality. And like maybe because society now is like, I don't know, trying to be nicer and be more sensitive and all these things. Maybe it's gone down, but I really don't think it's gone down. I feel like that's always going to be there. And so it's a matter of always preparing, you know, for something, right? You got to have a little bit of edge to you.
Well, check this out. I had this 12-year-old client a while ago, this kid. Nice kid, but he was kind of different. I think that's why his parents probably hired me to train him. And he'd get picked on because he was different. And here's the thing. If you're listening to this right now and you're in high school and you're getting bullied and shit because you're different, I'm going to give you some interesting information here. Okay?
Some insight.
Insight. What makes you get picked on in high school is what's going to get you laid out of high school.
Absolutely.
Yes.
If the dudes that fit in and all the same, those guys in college and beyond, they get no chicks because they don't stand out. There's nothing weird about them. If you play the piano in your sophomore year in high school, everyone's going to call you a nerd. You play the piano when you're 25 years old at some party.
Yeah, bitches' panties get wet, bro.
They're going to be giving you, women are going to line up for you.
Dude, there's this guy that used to wear all orange and like a green hat. He looked like a fucking carrot walking around, right? It was ridiculous. And then later on, this guy, and he had like blonde, like curly fro, you know, he was just totally eccentric. You know, like we always were like, this fucking guy. I find out later, you know, he's rapping. He's like this big star. He's like totally just went into his like craziness, and like chicks are totally digging it. So there you go.
If you're, and so this one kid I was telling
carrot you, carrot dude getting laid.
Of course, this kid I was training, this 12-year-old, he got picked on by these kids, and you know, at 12 years old, you tell the teacher, right? But you remember as a guy, 12 years old, like telling the teacher that's hard because now you're a snitch, right? So and you get that social stigma. But he did. He told the teacher. They talked to the kid, but the kid kept fucking with him. And I mean horribly. So I told him, and without his parents knowing, I told him, I said, listen, this is what you're going to do. I said, next time this kid fucks with you on your way home, if you can't take it anymore, I want you to turn around, grab his shirt with your left hand. I want you to blast him in the nose as hard as you possibly can. I said, just hit him in the nose and don't stop hitting him until the teacher pulls you off. I said, make sure it's at school so that the teacher can stop
it. It's like right there.
Before it gets crazy.
Right.
Everybody will see it and I promise the kid will leave you alone. Well, he did that. He actually hit the kid. He got suspended in big trouble.
Oh, God. Did his mom come down and be like,
no, because he never told his mom.
Okay.
But the fucking kid, they left him alone. They never bothered him again.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so, I mean, I don't know if it was the right advice or whatever, but I mean, I honestly wanted to go to
school. You allegedly said that.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to say, but you're not supposed to admit it.
Bro, I actually wanted to go to the school and like just lay out some kids because I hear that shit.
Well, imagine the father and you wants to do that.
Well,
for
it's
sure.
Like that's the whole thing with defending yourself. Like there has to be that. Like you have to let kids do that, man. And you can't intervene. You don't want to be that parent either. It's going and fighting all their fights. You know what I mean?
This is the big debate right now because of the whole anti-bully movement that's going on right now. And it's, you know, it's kind of this really gray area that, you know, leave it to Mind Pump to not be afraid to fucking skate through, right?
I know. So,
we're not. Because it is so
sensitive. We're not condoning.
Yeah, exactly, right? We are. But, you know, hey, my take on it, and I'm not going to say anything about being anti-bullying programs and with that, but I tell you what, man, it built a lot of character in me. I mean, those were some of I can think of. I have stories like that all day long of being jumped or put in situations like that or not fitting in and all these things and being picked on and shit. I had a halfway through my eighth grade, I moved out to Colorado and, you know, I was totally not accepted and got jumped and beat up every single day I went to school. I ended up having to do homeschool for the back half of that year because of that. But I mean, all that shit built me. Like, I mean, I don't know. I just don't think that I think it made me a better person because of that. I don't know. I guess some people view that differently.
It's adversity.
Yeah. I told you guys, like, it forced me to embrace being different and unique, and it ended up playing in my favor. You know, it might have been challenging as a kid growing up, but fuck, growing up is hard for everybody. Well, you know what I'm saying? It's hard for every kid.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. This is what happens with people is they'll say something is horrible. We need to put money into programs to stop whatever it is that we think is horrible. And they think by throwing money at it or creating programs that they're stopping it or slowing it down. Here's the facts. The fact is anti-bully programs have zero evidence of actually reducing any kind of bullying. This awareness program, people were aware of bullying to begin with. You know what works to stop bullying? You know what statistically makes a huge difference? Is putting kids in classes with mixed ages.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I remember you talking about that. Yeah.
That
it makes a lot of sense.
That makes a huge fucking difference. The problem is bullying is created when you have all kids the same age, and so they try to create this hierarchy, and you have some bad kids with good kids or whatever. If you take a bunch of 13-year-olds with a bunch of 8-year-olds and sprinkle an 11-year-old and some 9-year-olds, and of course they're learning different things, but they're on the same class, you'll see the older kids will protect the younger kids. You'll see leadership roles come out. You'll see all kinds of different
younger,
things that happen.
Younger kids aspiring to be just like the older kid, right?
Look, imagine this. Imagine if you, as a senior in high school, now you'd gone through all your bullying and shit, but now you kind of found out who you were, right? So you're a senior. You're 17 years old. Imagine if you're sharing a class with some 14-year-old kids, and you see a 14-year-old kid who reminds you of yourself getting bullied. You're going to step in and kind of help out. No need to tell the teacher. No adults need to know. Mm-hmm. And they statistically, that's what works best. But, you know, coming out and say, oh, you know, anti-bully, they don't fucking do it. Just it doesn't do anything.
Well, I don't know. It, sometimes it makes the kid look weak. You know, everybody's intervening and it, always for them and fighting all these battles. It's like, I mean, life is a battle.
Yeah. You end up
life is crazy hard, you know, and it's just like as much as you want to soften all these shitty things, like the better thing, in my opinion, is to be that overcomer, is to be that person that can take shots and can move forward.
Yeah.
And you know, it obviously you don't want to project any of that, like that negativity that's going to come back to you, right, in full force. So you just be a nice kind person, you're going to attract nice kind people around you. And then when there's the asshole that comes in and tries to break that out of you, you just fight right back. You know what I mean? Like, it's just this is part of life, man.
Well, you know, it's not just boys that bully, by the way.
Oh, no. Girls are just as bad.
They just do it differently.
Yeah, it's just different. There's different ways of doing it. This is a perfect segue into what I wanted to talk to you guys about that I didn't even share with you. So I have a bone to pick that I'm all irritated about right now that this past week.
Oh, yes.
So
I love it when he has a bone to pick.
Yeah, no, I just my boy Brendan Abadejo. So you guys met Brendan. We interviewed him on the show. Those of you guys that are listeners that don't know
Brendan.
Great
guy.
Yeah.
Like the guy.
Fucking phenomenal dude. And talking about somebody who's eccentric and different and, you know, stands against the norm and everything like that. Like, that's why I absolutely love the dude and have so much respect for him. You know, he does so many good things out there, like as far as charities and movements.
Oh, I know what you're gonna
talk
about.
You know, and so he did this, and his people who follow him. So he's got a huge social media following. He's an ex-NFL player. He owns a bunch of Orange Theory Fitness. So the guy is tight. He's part of Fox Sports One. So he's all over the media. And, you know, of course, when you're in the limelight like that, you get the extra attention. But, you know, I feel the need to say something because we have a platform ourselves here with tens of thousands of people that tune in. And I'm going through his stuff, and this fucking pisses me off. There's nothing more that annoys me more, I think, than some self-righteous people. I can't stand that, dude. There's nothing that drives me more crazy than people that focus on, you know, pulling the sliver out of somebody else's eye before you pull the plank out of your own. And, you know, I'm on his Instagram. I hadn't been on there in a couple of days, and I'm looking at some of his posts. And he's the first post I come across. He's got this one. He's at the circus. And, you know, he just shows the video of the circus. And I think he took his kids to the circus, whatever. And he must have had like 30 comments of people blasting him for supporting a circus because they abuse the elephants. Now, I know my boy. I don't think, first of all, he didn't even know that, you know. And even if he did, fuck you. Who are you to tell him he can't go to a circus because of some shit like that? The guy does so much good shit. The fact that he wants to take his kids to a circus, you're going to chastise him because he's supporting the cause of.
Well, bro, here's what it is. It's internet warriors. And, you know, I could post a picture of me eating a cheeseburger and someone's going to talk about, you know, that's an animal. Don't kill the animal. You're eating the, you know, food. It's just,
that's
know,
my point. That's my point exactly. Then he does another post.
This is the one that irritates me. It's the next one that really pissed me off.
Yes, this is the one that, that's why I started with the lesser one.
I know.
One.
But,
and the one that, the one that really lit me up was on 4th of July, he's with his family and he's watching fireworks from a private residence in the Trump Towers. And, you know, he happens to be there for the weekend for a charity event, first of all. And he gets...
What a dick.
Yeah, right?
He gets blasted for supporting, Donald Trump because Donald Trump decides to say something stupid in the media. And you know what? Like, that is... Fuck you, too. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you, too. You're going to come on my page and start to... You know, put heat on me because I'm in the Donald Trump Tower and because Donald Trump's an idiot and said something stupid.
You want to know what's funny? So let me break this down to you. This is how big of idiot hypocrites there are out in the world. Okay, number one, let's hammer. Okay, did Donald Trump say some stupid shit? Yes. Does Donald Trump say stupid shit a lot? Yeah, he's fucking Donald Trump. The guy's always said stupid shit. But let's just forget that for a second.
He does.
Let's say he said some bad shit. Let's just shut him down, right? Let's just take his fucking hotel, take all his businesses, shut them down. Well, guess who you hurt more than Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of people that work there who have to feed their families and do all this. So it's not just him you're talking about. But let's look at number two. How many of those fuckers that commented on his Instagram about how bad he was for paying for a room at the Trump Towers, how many of them drive a car that is fueled by gasoline? That comes from countries that will hang and execute you if you're gay or that won't let women drive a fucking car. And if they're caught outside without a male relative, they can be executed in public. How many of these hypocrites think about that shit every time they buy gas?
Right. That's the self-righteous thing that drives me.
You know what I'm saying? So you want to make a statement.
They're buying diamonds.
It's become political activism to make a stupid comment on someone's page and then feel proud about yourself. Why don't you go protest? Yeah. Why don't you go do some real shit? Actually, why don't you deal with shit that really fucking matters?
Yeah, how about that?
You know, like, how about this one? This is what I love. Like, you know, I actually texted you guys about this a little earlier, but there's an act that's been passed by Bush started it, and now Obama signed it twice, even though he was against it or said he was against it. But basically, it allows, and nobody fucking freaks out about this, and this trips me out, right? They'll freak out over the fact that... Obama, the White House was lit up in rainbow colors because gay marriage got legalized. Oh, by the way, Obama campaigned against gay marriage his entire career, except for when it became popular. So did Hillary Clinton. So did every other politician.
Because they're politicians.
Because they're full of shit. And now that they see the majority support it, they're going to support it, right? But let's everybody gets excited about that. But they forget the fact that this guy and his predecessor have signed into law the fact that the U.S. government can imprison anybody they want, any American citizen, for any fucking reason, no judge, no jury, nothing. All they have to do is say, we think you're a terrorist. They'll throw your ass in jail forever.
That passed?
That's not just passed. It's an act, and it's been signed over and over again. Here's another one. How about the NSA, NSA, who spies on every single American? And, of course, they've lied repeatedly. No, we just collect metadata. And then we have that guy, Edward Snowden, who revealed all the shit. You know what he just revealed recently? You're going to trip off this. So people who work in the NSA basically can intercept whatever they want. They can go on your phone and look through your pictures, your video. They can activate your microphone or your camera. They find nude pictures of people. They pass them around like fucking trading cards. Pictures of people's kids. There could be some pedophile work in there. Who knows, right?
Oh, my God.
This is shit that they have access to. And they're people. They're not infallible. They're people like anybody else. You're going to have assholes working there. I don't care how many freaking screening processes you have. But here's what really irritates me about this, okay? You have a power to gather information on anybody without a warrant, okay? And this power is controlled by the people in power in our government. Could this possibly be abused?
Yeah, you think?
Let's see. If I'm in office and I have a political opponent that all of a sudden revealed that I'm giving handouts or helping out this big corporation, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to email him some shit that I saw in his text message. Be like, hey, you want me to show your wife what you're sending here or whatever?
Yeah.
Or here, let me show everybody what porn sites you go on. Right. You better shut your mouth and not go against me. Now you've got people with fucking power. Information is power, but nobody says shit. Nobody cares about that. What they care about is that your boy, who's at a charity event, is at fucking Trump Tower.
Right.
Get the fuck out of my face and go read a book because you don't know shit. Yeah,
jump off a fucking cliff.
You know?
That's what I have to say.
Yeah,
bro.
So, yeah. You just got, you got me going. I'm all pissed off.
Yeah, that's, I told you that. I've been fueled. And I love my boy, too, because Brendan tags me in the post, and he's just like, hey, you know, you can learn something. I didn't even know that. You know what I'm saying? And he's so open-minded to it that he's like, bro, I had no idea that they abused the elephants like that.
I know. He's so humble. Like, he takes that and is like, oh, it all uses as a learning experience or whatever. It's like, dude,
he's actually one of the nicest people.
Seriously,
I've ever met.
Yeah, and I see it.
You guys are
like,
gonna come at him for that? Like,
I'm like, fuck you, bro.
You didn't see that documentary, you know, that they did with Shamu?
It's like, serious, dude. Come on, get off your self fucking.
I mean, and we're not support. Look, we're not even supporting Trump.
No, we're not.
I don't care. I mean, you know, he's got a big mouth. He says stupid shit. That's what he does, dude. He's got a massive ego. As a business person, he'll beat the crap out of most business people. He just has. That's, you know, so he's done something right. But he's got a big mouth.
No,
he's an authoritarian. I would never want to elect him as a president. But
It has nothing to do with whether we support it or not. Right? It has everything. It's the people that find the need to comment on stuff like that drives me. People do it to me all the time. I mean, when I did that funny post, the guy who's doing the 7 plates or like that, you know, telling me that I need to go over and help him and stuff like that. Like, dude,
no,
you don't even know the whole story. First of all, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even know how that's played out. The guy's fucking 38 years old and is already punk trainers.
He's not. And that's why I started to get irritated, because there's absolutely no way that guy is going to be receptive to any sort of help or any. The thing that you have to understand, the fact of what he's doing, he's displaying this like he's showing off.
Yeah.
So you saying that you're going to come help him makes zero sense. He's showing everybody how awesome he is right there. And so if you're going to come in and deflate that for him, he's going to get pissed off. We're just getting pissed off because it's stupid. So those are the perfect people to punk.
You act like it's some fucking 90-year-old lady who slipped and fell, and I'm recording it laughing or something. Like, I'm not going to walk over and help her out or something. Like, oh, look at that. Oh, she broke her hip.
Oh, my God.
Like, dude, come on. It's some jackass who has somebody else filming him thinking he's doing something.
He didn't show his face or anything anyway.
Yeah, no, of course not.
And I guarantee you someone's going to film us doing some I work out in a white
beater. He's having somebody film him do this. Like, this is all a big production. It's a big show. He's showing off.
People are so quick to butt into things, man, and feel the need to try and tell people what they should be doing or, you know, and I understand. I get it. We're in an authority position. You know, we have a platform. So I guess we're held to a different standard than the average person. I just don't believe that. I think that's stupid. I think it's the same thing when people, you know, freak out when the president gets a blowjob from his secretary, or when they freak out when, you know, like, so you mean to tell
me he's the first president to ever get a blowjob?
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's just like, dude, who are we to judge because he's the president or whatever? Fucking human. I say stupid shit. I do stupid shit. So do you.
Here's what's funny.
So do you.
People get pissed off because a president gets a blowjob, but nobody says shit if you send a drone across fucking, you know, across somewhere and blow up some village on accident.
People.
No. Don't get a blowjob. You know what's funny about that? Just to show you a little difference in culture. So Clinton gets a blowjob, fucking gets impeached. Everybody freaks out, wants to kick him out of office, right? Silvio Berlusconi, who was the prime minister of Italy, he gets filmed. This is true now. He's married early. He gets filmed at some like villa retreat with, I don't know, another diplomat from another European country. And they're partying with these underage, like, basically prostitutes that are like half naked. They're like 16 years old and shit. And he calls them bunga bunga parties. Okay. So he's partying with these chicks. His wife's not there. He's obviously doing crazy shit. He's wearing like a Speedo. He's this fat, old, rich Italian man. Prime minister, right? His ratings went up.
Oh my God.
The guy got reelected.
Oh, wow.
We're in the wrong country, bro.
Wow. I was like, what?
We're in the wrong. We're taking mind bumped.
Bro, bunga, bunga.
Bro, I think he smacked one of his like interns in the ass, got caught on video. Nobody cared. Like,
oh,
like,
my God.
You imagine if like a president here did that? They throw his ass in jail.
I know. And it's because of all the self-righteous attitudes out there, man. That just, so you know what? Like,
I think one of the worst things you can do if you're a celebrity or whatever, or you got social media, you know, followers, and you say something, unless you say something horrible, but you say something and then people get on you. I think one of the worst things you could do is apologize.
Oh, I do too.
I'm serious. Yeah. So you've heard of these, you know, who is it? Seinfeld and Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock and some other comedians have come together and said that they don't like to perform.
Yeah, in front of colleges.
At colleges anymore.
Yeah.
Because everything has to be so politically correct. Like, they can't make any jokes about men, women, racism. They can't make any jokes about anything that in the past people would laugh about or whatever. Yeah. Because everybody gets all... So they're basically saying, I'm not going to perform comedy at these colleges because everybody's too politically correct.
Well, it's just swung too far, you know, too far to that direction.
Oh, come on, man. Comedy?
Yeah, I know.
Like, comedy, really? You can make fun of anything in comedy.
That's what comedy's supposed to be about.
Yeah. Religions, yeah. Everything. You make fun of everything.
Everything's fair game.
You know? Yeah, everything's fair game. And I think...
Your sacred is no more sacred than my sacred.
Actually, what's funny is when you start to see people in public make fun of certain things and people... And it's not necessarily mean. It's just making fun of or talking about or whatever. And people laugh. I think that's a sign that we're getting beyond the... It's so bad that it's behind closed doors part of society, right? So, like, you know, if you were to make fun of... At one point, it was really no problem to make fun of white people as comedians. But you couldn't say shit about other ethnicities because it was so touchy. Then it got to the point where you can make fun of anybody, and now you can't say shit about anything. And I think that's a result of maybe social media. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But
I definitely think it's social media. I mean, people are so connected that you can make a tweet and then you get like a cause behind it.
Yeah. There was that one. Who is it? The guy that's going to replace Jon Stewart on The Daily Show. Hilarious comedian. But he had made some tweets previously and he's a comedian. And they had dug through his tweets and brought him up and said, you can't have this guy run the show. Look, he said this horrible... It's like, come on, man, he's a comedian.
Oh, I know. God, heaven forbid you say something that's stereotypical or racist. It's like, oh my God, this guy's a racist. He's a sexist. You're automatically something because you can't say anything. You can't even be a smart ass or funny about anything without somebody jumping all over you. That's just annoying.
Or you can, and you can just say whatever.
That's me. I just say, boom, fuck it, bro. Call me racist. Call me sexist. Call me whatever you want to call me because I don't give a fuck.
Well, I think if you know you're not.
Yeah, exactly. You know you're not.
I mean, I don't know how many times I've been, you know, labeled as somebody who's racist. I'm like, okay, sure I am.
Which is funny because I've met like 20 of your friends, and I don't think I've met any of them.
Have I brought a white friend around? Probably not.
I think Justin's the only.
Justin's the whitest friend I have.
I'm the only white guy you have. Sorry.
No, exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean. It's like, you know what? Fuck you. That's what's funny is I talk to all my friends the same way. I don't care what color, race, creed you come from. I'm going to make fun of you whether you're white, black,
Asian. It goes right back
to
what we talked about in the beginning. Like, you just got to, you know, you can bullshit with your buddies.
Yeah.
You can have thick skin. You know, you wrap it off each other and you move on because it's funny. You know, like, if you take it too personally, man, you're too soft.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.